Hi, I'm Mike Gasowitz, CEO of Tricert Financial Group. Welcome to another episode of In Focus. Today, we're going to talk about our finance sector, look at 2023, and talk a bit about 2024. Joining me today is Lee Grimshaw, our portfolio manager responsible for this sector. Welcome, Lee.
Thank you very much, Mike.
So, folks, just as a reminder, the finance sector, if you look at it, break it down, we're basically talking about insurance companies, banks, and something we call diversified financials. So Lee, let's look, how did 2023 fare for our financial sectors?
Yeah, it's a bit of a tale of two tapes, Mike. You really have to think about it in terms of comparing to the TSX and then obviously comparing to the S&P 500. So just as a basis for comparison, the TSX composite returned about 11.8%, and the Canadian finance sector on a yearly basis performed at 13.9%. So it was actually an outperformer compared to the broad index. The US, on the other hand, was quite different. The finance sector was in the same postal code at 12.1%, all in return for the year. But the tech-heavy S&P 500 returned a whopping 23%. So very different with respect to the background in terms of which that return came about. And so, but looking underneath the hood, and we're going to get into that, the subsectors returned, had a different tale of tapes in both of the geographies.
Interesting. Okay. So let's specifically dive into the banking between Canada and the US. We saw some turmoil there earlier in the year last year. And so talk about banking specifically.
Yeah. So in the US, as people probably largely recall, or maybe people have forgotten already, because the year turned out quite well at the end of the day, but the US had their wave of regional banking crisis, which caused a lot of negativity in the first half of the year. Canada did not have that particular issue to digest. But they did have, in Canada, the big concern around really the mortgage exposure that we've got in the Canadian market and the sort of the consumer credit exposure. And then that the bank's ability to digest that particular exposure as rates increase at one of the highest paces in recent memory, for sure. So in the U.S., obviously, there was a negative return in the first half of 2023, resulting as a big part of that regional banking crisis. But the second half of the year for both the Canadian banking sector and the U.S. banking sector experienced a very robust rebound. Now, probably for very, very different reasons, the regional banking crisis in the U.S. subsided. There was some digestion in terms of consolidation by, like, a J.P. Morgan. In the Canadian banking sector, I think the view is that it rebounded pretty materially because there was effectively a verbal pause in the hiking of interest rates. And so I think the market got more comfortable with the bank's ability to digest the consumer credit exposure that the Canadian banks are exposed to.
Good to hear. So let's dive into insurance. What did we see on the insurance front?
Yeah, so the insurance sector is largely comprised of sort of three segments: life insurance, property and casualty, and what we call brokerage. Overall, the sector lagged behind the S&P 500 this year, largely as a result of the life cos. And what they really suffered from was the same thing that everybody suffered from with rising interest rates, and that was falling bonds. Life cos tend to hold a significant amount of bonds and long duration assets, think private capital investments, that really suffered in the first half of the year. So overall, the subsector returned about 9.3% in the States, but in some instances was low single digits or in fact negative for some life cos in the U.S. Conversely, in the P&C, the property and casualty sector, and the brokerage side segments, the subsectors outperformed the insurance industry. So nestled in that sort of subsector of brokerage is Arthur J. Gallagher, one of our new core picks, which performed at a well at a high double-digit return of 20%. And recently provided some results in which the comparative quarter over quarter results was up 20%. So that portends, I think, some good things to come in the next six months.
So you brought up this new core pick, Arthur J. Gallagher. So talk more about the, call it the thesis behind this. Why did we add them to the core pick list?
Yeah, so Arthur J. Gallagher is the third largest brokerage in the world, as measured by market capitalization. And they're more of a pure play brokerage player in the industry compared to the two larger insurance brokers, which would be Aon and Marsh McLennan, which are I wouldn't say household names, but certainly well known within the industry. And so what we love about the industry is that it exhibits demand stability. And it's a mission critical product. You can't go without insurance at the end of the day, both for commercially and personally. So, and revenues are highly correlated and linked to GDP growth and inflation. And quite frankly, in a positive way, negatively correlated with a lot of our other core picks in the business. So it provides a very nice diversification adjunct to the existing portfolios. And a lot of demand stability. And so, as I said, you really can't go without insurance. We also see a continued recovery in what we call the hard cycle. Insurance brokerages and PNC go through hard and soft markets. There's a bit of a secular tailwind in the hard cycle, given insurance and catastrophe and reinsurance ability. And so that's firming up insurance prices, as probably people have been picking up on their auto and home insurance, as the PNC underwriters look to cover replacement costs. So brokerage revenues are obviously, or maybe not obviously, are tied to a percentage of those prices. So they rise commensurately. And finally, Arthur J. Gallagher is a consistent growth leader in the subsector with one of the highest organic growth rates in this segment.
Okay, sounds like a good pick. Why don't we shift gears a little bit and talk about the payment side of it and our portfolio, Visa. How did they perform?
So Visa performed remarkably well into 2023 at a whopping 26.2% return, which is reasonably in excess of the financial sub-services, or actually well in excess of the financial services subsector at 13.6, and outperformed the tech-heavy S&P at roughly 23% return. So there was a return to spending. The consumer has remained resilient in what was expected to be a GDP compression in the U.S., which turned out not to be the case. Certainly a flat line in Canada, but certainly not negative at the end of the day. And so Visa, as many people know, is a worldwide leading payments processor next to MasterCard. Their 10-year return is a whopping 17.9% as it continues to capitalize on the shift to electronic payments from paper currency. So we continue to think that secular tailwind is going to produce long-term returns for the core pick, and is a great addition to the overall finance subsector, and creates a really nice diversification for interest sensitive stocks such as lifecos and banks.
Nice. Lee, yeah. Thanks for this.
No, thank you.
Folks, as always, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to your financial advisor. And also don't hesitate to reach out to your portfolio manager here at TriCert Investment Counsel. And don't hesitate to reach out to myself. Take care.